This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now, Suki is one who is all about the animal uprising, and this is not an animal uprising. There has not been, at least to my knowledge, a gorilla fighting 100 men. But somehow, over the weekend, the topic came up over who would win, and apparently is quite polarizing. Now, as a newsman, I am trying to see both sides of this. I have a harder time. Now, what makes it difficult is the sheer numbers of man and the sheer power of one beast. So before we get too far into the texts and what other people think, Will and Jordan, where do you guys stand on 100 men versus one gorilla in a fight? Now, I think we need to also decide what the parameters of the fight are. Yeah. Is this just like volunteering to like beat someone into submission, like a boxing thing, or is this like a fight to the death? Because those things change for people. But I'm assuming that the situation is 100 people, one gorilla, only one can leave.
I think if it's
only one group,
you know, 101 entities enter a building, right? You either win as a person or you die. Like, you can't back out of it.
Right.
If you back out of it, you die anyways. I think the people end up taking over and they win. But you are going to lose probably 10 people, I think. 10, maybe 15. I think 100 is a bit much. I think the real challenge would be more like 25 to 50
okay.
people.
So you think 100 could easily take care of a gorilla?
I don't know. Like, I bet you the gorilla probably wins game one and game two. I mean, it's on its own home court, but then I think it runs out of gas. Like, it's probably a 40-year-old gorilla. It's like LeBron James, right? LeBron's going to be awesome in the first two quarters, and then he's going to kind of run out of gas. There's just too many people. That's a lot of dudes you got to kill. Or women.
Schultzy, what do we think?
I'm going gorilla. I mean, I don't think that first, there's physiological differences between like a man and then a gorilla. I just think that their bones are going to, they're structured a lot thicker. They're going to hold up to a lot more hits. I don't think that they're going to get as tired as, say, like a normal dude would. In fact, I think it's probably like 100 dudes on steroids. Like, that's what I would imagine a gorilla would be. So if I look at this, I just don't think that even 100 guys, and this is like no weapons, right? We're just going fist
cuffs. That's right.
Yeah. This is full on old school battle,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but you could use your people again, like strategically. I think
rolls over and smashes you. I don't know.
Yeah, but again, like if he's like trying to roll over and then as soon as he does, like, you know, 8 dudes jump on him again, and then another couple go and grab the throat, and you start choking. Like,
so
the sheer numbers are going to weigh in. Like, look, it's similar to the conversation of, like, how many second graders do you think you can take? I think I can take quite a few second graders, but eventually the sheer number of second graders are going to overwhelm me.
Yeah, have you ever seen those videos of like 3 Japanese soccer players playing against 100 kids playing soccer, and it's like, can they win? At some point, the numbers just become overwhelming, but as I've seen someone point out on Twitter, the 100 people thing is a little bit tough because how many people can legitimately engage the gorilla at once? You get to a point where you can't fit that many people around the gorilla, so then you're starting to talk about the waves of people that can do it, or like what your plan or strategy would be. And then the other component that I think is a fascinating part of it is, do I think 100 people, I guess with their lives on the line, could handle it? Yes. But this is not without casualty. Like, so who's going to be the first? Who's going to be in the first wave getting off the boats at Normandy?
You're all
like,
dead.
Like, you, so, and then when you watch someone else's head get ripped off or their arm pulled from their socket and starts to being used as a club against your friend, are you still like, yeah, we got him?
Well, then here's my other question, though, right? What, like, does the gorilla want to fight? Because, like, if the gorilla doesn't want to fight or doesn't realize it's in a fight because it's a big, dumb gorilla,
I think let's at least assume that the gorilla has enough sense to know, like, I'm in this for... Oh, my goodness, there's a poster that just went down in the Cleveland game. My God, was that Jared Allen? I don't know who that was, but we had a Mobley?
Rude.
Who was that? Whoever it was, it's an absolute beatdown in Miami. It's 106-61.
Give a flagrant?
But my goodness, there was just a massive dunk. I digress. Let me read. So this show, known for its award-winning research, let me first give you a couple things in the gorilla's favor. So gorillas can run 25 miles an hour. It's going to be faster than just about any human being that you can put out there.
What's the fastest human, though, is like what?
Like right, I think it's like right around there.
20, 22-ish? Like,
I think
for what?
For the fastest
miles per hour speed.
Miles per hour? No, it's over 22. It's close.
Like college football players who are fast can run 20. Like the fastest guys in the NFL are running like 22 to 25, 24.
Yeah, I was going to say a couple guys in the combine I think hit 23.
Let's see. Their bite force has 1,300 PSI, so they can crunch bones with one bite. They're also strong enough to kill a man with the swing of an arm, like a punch. So
just one gets one swing gets two people, probably.
Says that they can dodge attacks, and their thick skulls make them hard to injure. They're simply built for combat in ways that humans are not. But then on the flip side, it says now that the 100 men have sheer numbers. They also have they have the ability to swarm all at once, but that part, as I mentioned, is risky because the first few humans in are getting seriously hurt or maybe injured in the process. Humans also have the intelligence and endurance that the gorilla doesn't have, so they can plan a strategy like either distracting the gorilla or attacking from behind, but they still might not be able to wear it down over time because the gorilla's stamina may be that of the humans. With no weapons, we said... okay. Well,
I think here's where... It really is going to depend also on the size of the humans and what type of human.
Yeah.
Like in this case, I think the bigger humans you can get, the better. But also, you need MMA, bro.
Yeah.
You need MMA, jiu-jitsu, you need Souk.
And that'll get us into assembling our gorilla fighting team.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was one pro football player who assembled his, and I'll get to that in just a second. This guy used AI to try to... not only get information, but literally paint the picture. So here's a bunch of shirtless bros in a fracas with a gorilla, even though that never happened. But he says even if they pin the gorilla, killing it unarmed is tough. They would have to either suffocate it or cause massive trauma, which could take time and lead to more casualties. It would be a grim struggle.
Yeah, how are you going to kill the gorilla?
You got to choke it, right?
Well, I'm not sure that you can asphyxiate it.
Ooh, I know how you asphyxiate it. You take two bros.
And you smother it?
Nope. In through the throat. You sacrifice yourself for the betterment of the team, and you choke the gorilla yourself. And you're going to die, and we're going to mourn
it's
you.
Gonna work.
But you are going to be a saint and a hero. Also, by the way, fastest human being has ever run, Usain Bolt, 28 miles an hour.
Okay. So faster. So he could outrun or catch up to the gorilla, but just him.
But again, it's small and close.
And he's tiny.
Small enclosed area, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if we're assuming...
So speed might not matter.
People ask where we're doing this. I'm assuming in the jungle on the gorilla's turf, but, I mean, if you put us in, like, a mall, I don't know how that changes things.
I was thinking in the Coliseum, old school.
See, I think you go Coliseum. That's enough room for the gorilla to maneuver. I might now be back on Team Gorilla side.
Okay.
Unless the humans are allowed to go up. Like, if they could dive bomb, now you could really get the 100 on it.
This individual, Mark Gadala Maria, says, in conclusion, so could 100 men do it? Possibly, but only with heavy losses. It's a meaningless victory. At best, the gorilla's a powerhouse. Humans are outmatched without weapons. And although it might be possible, the cost would be staggering.
Could you, like, attack the eyes? Is that a move?
That's maybe. What I was, like, maybe. Gouging the eyes out maybe. So that at least they can't see.
Like, I've seen
Some
Game
people
of
are getting
Thrones.
Their hands bit off first.
That's true. Right.
I've seen Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
like,
with the mountain and the viper.
How the mountain kills Pedro Pascal?
That's right.
Spoiler alert.
Now, if you haven't seen season 3 or 4 of Thrones yet, yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Jon Snow kills Daenerys. I just ruined it for everybody, okay? There,
what?
You're good.
Ooh, text line says bite its penis off. I don't know what that would do, but
could
that's
that, could
he'd
that
get
cause,
really pissed, I
well,
think.
Could that cause a bleed out, though? Because, like, if you get cut, like, on your thigh, you have to be careful, because if it hits the right artery, that could kill you. Do you, like, grow your nails long enough to be able to do this? Or is the hide too strong?
Another question is, how big is the gorilla? Can we start there? Yeah, I think we should assume a normal, able-bodied, adult male gorilla. So, I guess, you know, top of the
average-ish.
It might not be a super gorilla, but, you know,
the
well
one you
well
don't
equipped.
Want to fight. How about that?
Is the gorilla's name Caesar?